Patient's name is Lori O'Neill. First name L-A-U-R-I-E. Last name O-N-E-I-L-L. Date of birth is 2/15/1963. Date of service is 4/19/2022. This is Tiffany Galloway, nurse practitioner. History of present illness is 59-year-old female presents to the clinic complaining of a high-pitched noise in her right ear. She states that she does hear talking, nausea, dizziness, headaches, and fatigue. Also earache for the past year. Patient states that intermittently she does hear voices calling her a bitch and telling her to do bad things. They do not tell her to hurt herself or to hurt others. A patient is a psych patient and has not been taking any of her antipsychotic meds. Allergies to penicillin, current medication, denies medical history, hypertension, migraines, depression, anxiety, surgical history, bladder surgery, social history, denies drugs, ETOH or smoke, ROS, BHPI, vital signs, blood pressure is 117 over 88, heart rate 106, respiratory 16, temp 98.3, O2 99, and she weighs 113 pounds. Physical exam general, she's alert, appropriate for age, well-nourished, well-groomed, H-E-E-N-T, bilateral tympanic membranes intact. It does look like on the left side of her ear, she does have a little bit of scarring on the outer edge of the tympanic membrane. No erythema to the posterior pharynx, neck negative, JVD, normal range of motion, chest S1, S2, respirations even in labor, clear to auscultation bilaterally, abdomen soft, non-tender, bowel sounds times 4, extremities, normal range of motion, no edema, neuro, ANO times 4, gait steady, inner skin warm, dry, no rash, no lesions. Assessment and plan, number 1, dizziness, number 2, psychosis, number 3, migraines. Patient will be given a script for Celexa 40 milligrams. She states that she did take that in the past and she felt like it did help. I'll also give her a script for Fiorset to help migraines, and I'll give her meclizine to help with her dizziness. And she also requests for a prescription of ibuprofen 800 milligrams for her migraines. Patient is encouraged to follow up with an otolaryngologist and a psychiatric physician to be evaluated for her psychosis. I did, again, confirm that she is not suicidal or homicidal. And she states that she can get an appointment next week with these physicians. If she has any worsening of condition, she can return to the clinic for further evaluation, possible further testing. She does agree with this plan of care, and she was given an opportunity to ask questions. She has none at this time.